some of the religious that are dying from AIDS, and priesthood hasn't been too helpful for the church either.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest we do talk some about what we imagine the impact of AIDS to have on the kind of organizing we might be doing. And who does this mean we'll be organizing with? Does this mean that we will be working more closely with gay men? What happens when we work with straight lesbians, straight women on this issue, you know, in particular in what's been happening? And just generally, I'd like to throw this out to you all and to whoever for, you know, some reflection about, since this is clearly something that's going to be affecting the work we're going to be all doing in the future.
I think for the woman, it's going to be really helpful because what we talked about and the other people that mentioned is this animosity with food companies that tried to do about most of the work we want to think of more than food. And I think because that's the entire very lowest risk group for anyone. There's going to be the opportunity for anyone that's clear on the water to go to jail. And it's going to be a little bit of work. And she said, fine, I'm going to keep it to the hell. Between straight feminists and lesbians, it's something we have. I think to avoid staying away from the superiority attitude, it really needs to be pretty easy.
Yeah, AIDS is, I mean, and there are seeds for all of the kinds of resentments that we've seen, you know, between the now. Where was the straight community until they felt that there might be a threat? To them. I mean, where were they in 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85? And, you know, for 6 years, the gay community has been shouldering a lot of the fallout, the personal and the social fallout from a virus, co-factored, however you know, whichever medical theory you want to pay attention to this week. So I think we want to worry about that. But this issue, I think, requires a real cohesiveness with the, so does the sodomy statutes. There's nothing, I mean, you know, we'll get into sexual manuals here, but I know when the sodomy statutes were initially struck down in Texas, one of the judges said, well, we're not going to send 98% of this state to jail. So, I mean, we're not just talking about issues that are heterosexual or homosexual. AIDS is a social issue. And those outmoded, intrusive particulars between adults and privacy issues, such as society and such, is another area where there needs to be a great deal of both, I use the word coalition with great reservation and slight shake in my voice, but you know, a sense of people working together on specific issues, if they can be carved out and focused, and whatever self-interests mobilize people, they see that we better get together on this one.
I totally agree, and I have many colleagues in lesbians, and I've heard two divisions of thought. One, let's back away because of the backlash that we're going to get from the male community, and the other is we need to come forth and help. But I say it's a division, and I think the next 2 or 3 years is going to decide within the lesbian community. And I think there is a division, and I don't know if anybody else feels it, as to whether to back away so we don't get the repercussions in the backlash or go forward and help. And I think that's going to be a crucial decision that the whole community is going to be making within the next year or two because it's going to escalate.
I think it's so, it is a medical issue.
So I think, but also in terms of, for now, it's blaming on the big attention is going to be there and it's working like when it's still very and it, to yeah, to
Well, you have to be very careful. It's in this city, with the recent cases being diagnosed, the majority of these cases are in the IV drug population, which raises these issues of economics that that you mentioned, and some of the other social problems that enter in, and the fact that minority communities are not addressing this issue. They simply aren't. There was, when Howard Beach hit in this city, I mean, we couldn't keep the ministers and the, the doors would be, we're going to be in the pulpit, we've got to unite, we're not going to stand, I mean, people have to join together, this is terrible. Prejudicial violence is unconscionable, all this. Where is the concern with AIDS? Whatever it is, 90-some% of the children born are in minority communities? Of the children with AIDS being born in this city? Hundreds of them? This is a minority issue in this city. It's not as much a minority issue in San Francisco for numbers of reasons. So it's a bit skewed how it really gets to be the time to say, these are the behaviors that result in AIDS. Yeah. And it doesn't matter, I mean, this is working against the grain, this is not the way our society tends to think, but it's what you do, it's not who you are. That's how you get AIDS. And you have to talk behaviors, and you have to talk, that virus doesn't know whether you're gay or straight.
Do you have any thoughts on why it is that
Well, look at what it means. It means talking about drug abuse, which is something else that that they among themselves have said. Where are we with this? There aren't enough drug treatment centers. And there's incredible power in that body of, religious coalitions sweep in and take on a subject and say, we're going to address this in our communities. They do. And they... Well, and I'm not blaming, and I don't mean the religious, I'm just talking about where are those minority voices with this issue? They aren't as strong as they should be. They need to be pushing government around a lot more than they are.
I think one of the things that legendary education, they don't quite get there, but there is fear, and because there is not enough education, there is just this underground fear that people who know what's happening, in the drug world, they know, but they don't know what to do. It seems to me that one problem about AIDS and lesbians, how sad that people are dying, but in fact what AIDS has done for us is make lesbians even more difficult.
That's right.
Now the real sexual comes up, it's a gay man, and then it's about more publicity about gay men in the past few years, and less and less lesbians just disappear and think about that. And how are we going to address this, and what are other lesbian issues that are sensitive to AIDS?
Yes, there's no question, and that's exactly what the reason in terms of the
your statement about, correct me if I'm wrong, if I can explain to you or something, but you're saying that minority communities don't address.
I'm not saying they don't address the issue at all, but I'm saying that it is, if you look at, for example, get a copy of there was a commission that was set up, Hispanic commission, just filed their report listing, it's this thick, all of the things wrong in city government with the city's dealing This is an outside commission. This has nothing to do. This is telling city government what's wrong with the way they don't address Hispanic needs in this city. It's an indictment. It is an extensive indictment for the city. AIDS is like a couple of sentences in there. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was going through there, and I mean, you know, and these are, and I'm talking too about some colleagues of mine, colleagues who have whole offices that are the Office of Hispanic Concern, Office of, you know, Black Community Concerns, Office of Immigrant Affairs Concerns. I mean, there are whole other large entities of people responding, and I look at what we talk about. Gay community, and they'll be Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. There's going to be this huge Wall Street demo from the gay community having to do with why doesn't the FDA release these drugs sooner? And it, you know, and it's like my first question, well, what about these other communities? You got any help from the Hispanic Coalition? Have you got any help from the Urban League? Have you got any help from... I mean, that's what I mean by saying, I'm not saying they don't address them, I'm not saying they're, but there's denial in every community.
Yeah, there
we
is.
We know there is huge denial.
And I just was
denial.
Feeling that it was very, you know, a whole lot of, it was very focused on minorities, and I didn't hear that.
No, I was responding to the fact that in the city, that increasing percentage is shifting in that direction, and that outcry has to shift with it is really what I'm trying to suggest, that hasn't happened yet, and I think when it does, it will help the whole fight toward AIDS.
Well, with the AIDS and gays, I think most of it until very recently, at least certainly at the start, and continues as self-help efforts of people that a lot of know-how, middle class know-how. And I think in many minority communities, this isn't as readily available, or even people in these communities have access to leaders as do some of the people in the gay community because of their own stature and influence, etc.
Well, I don't know a great deal about the drug community, but I do know that that it is, I mean, this isn't a group for whom they're going to be advocate. I mean, you know, there's no...
Yeah, right.
We're talking about a group of people who are engaged in illegal activities. They're not going to come forward and say, gee, we have, we're not getting some things addressed here.
But that's a drug community, which is not only minorities.
No, but
that's
times,
what I felt like I was hearing.
Times,
okay.
It is AIDS. What I'm breaking down. I should have brought, knowing that this was, you know, that AIDS would be such a thing, but the breakout of gay, IV, bisexual, other, you know, the various breakouts from health department, their weekly, monthly, pardon me, epidemiological reports breakout, the moves that are so alarming right now because that community is so hard. They're under service. The largest percentage of that drug community is in the minority communities of the city. That's the part of the problem, and that's why I mean, we're talking about political mobilization here, and that's why I'm
statement is clear.
Yeah, it's.
A lot of problems with this whole thing of gay rights issue in terms of lesbians and feminism. I see the gay rights issue of women to be part of it, and I see men at the vanguard. I see the Stonewall thing coming from men. I see the sovereignty laws basically affecting men. I see you talk about housing, you talk about economics. Well, sure, women are invisible. Men have the power structure, the hierarchy, the patriarchy. They can be out and not lose their job. How many women, lesbians, want to be visible and cannot afford any kind of luxury for losing their job economics? Let's talk about gay rights in housing. What if housing for men who can afford any kind of housing? Sure, I wouldn't have discrimination against that. I want any kind of housing. Where are my energies going? That's the thing. Housing, I'm thinking about housing for poor women. I'm thinking about legislation for housing for minority women. You know, I don't really care about those kinds of rights that basically help the patriarchy. And I consider gay male as part of the patriarchy.
Well, right now, all right, but now, just right now, the state is reviewing the rent control guidelines in this state, and they are going to redefine immediate family. Now, it's going to make a lot of difference how immediate family is defined if you rent an apartment with a lover of quasi-marital relationship, some judges have used the term, and one of those individuals passes away with no additional name on the lease, and all of the other ways in which housing, family definitions, partnership, domestic partnership rights for insurance and whatever. I mean, I think it's a very, very broad issue. I mean, I don't think some people can come out at work or in their buildings or whatever. And I don't think it's equal. And I think that's one of the reasons to go back to where, you know, sort of circulated where Ginny began, where women go back to the women's movement because they see themselves as moving away from the male domination of the gay rights movement. And we were talking about this a little bit before. There isn't a male equivalent now. I mean, you know, we assume they don't really need one, right? I mean, they're sort of it. But they don't have any other place. Gay men, where are they going to, you know? Of course they're going to form an organization to deal with civil rights. Now, the women can either build what is lesbian in women's organizations and or have a participatory role in the gay rights movement, but this, and we're seeing this split right now. The lesbian can choose. Am I going to be more effective in my lesbian rights committee in now, or am I going to go and join SAGE? And really, a lot of major leaders of these organizations in the city are women, frankly. And of these, what I'd call top 14 organizations in the city. But that's a choice I think lesbians have and have had. Now, they haven't had it for a while when they were sort of moved out of the picture, but today they certainly continue to have that choice. And that may be the only place where some of that type of political improvement can take place, separate for those lesbians, separate from the gay rights movement that at this point in time is, as you described it, an impossible one for them in their particular situation.
We're
at 4:30
right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
is this going to be a demonstration at the FDA?
I'm not plugging this one.
No, I'm asking though.
Yeah, there is.
On Tuesday?
It's at 7 o'clock in the morning at Trinity Church. Yeah, I'm really not, I didn't say that.
I would just like to make an announcement. I think we're coming to the end here. It's 4:30, and I know there are many more things we could pursue, but we want to thank all of you for coming here. And I would just like to make one announcement. When I was talking about the various support that now has brought to the lesbian issue and the gay rights, I neglected to mention that now New York State has, for the past 2 years, hired a lesbian rights coordinator to lobby in Albany for a state gay rights bill. And they're having a benefit on Wednesday, April 8th from 6 to 8, and it's at 33 East 69th Street. I have a an invitation up here if you want to look at it and take the information down. Wednesday, April 8th from 6 to 8:33 East 69th Street. It's at the home of Matilda and Arthur Krim, who are so much in the, you know, they're so involved in the, she is anyway, involved in the AIDS issue as a physician and head of this foundation. And they're asking $50, but I asked Noreen Connell and she said they would accept 15 and up because they don't want people not to come if they can't afford the full amount. So I'm sure that they would be delighted if any of you could come.
Just that one.
Yeah.
Quick question.
What do you consider the most worthwhile organization for Lesbians to work in terms of legislation?
Well, we have our city's gay rights bill. I would, you know, a lot, some women were working with the Coalition for Gay and Lesbian Rights. We have the gay rights law now. I guess, Lee, you're in a better position to answer that. I think, are you talking about the state pursuing the state legislation, I mean, I think NOW has a very strong lesbian rights focus right now. I don't know where else, if I were going to go someplace to work specifically on that, I think that's probably where I would go. But Lee, what do you think?
Well, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force in Washington is a full-time lobbying organization, and they're lobbying on all issues from anti-violence legislation through federal bill, AIDS-related discrimination. I would take a very good look at that organization. They are kicking in what they call a privacy project, which will be this, and Jenny was alluding to it by mentioning that the NOW woman is working with them on their privacy project. But all, really, a lot of the pioneering work that's been done, we didn't get into this issue of anti-gay violence in this country, which is another frightening subject.
Yeah.
That was all piloted at, and how I left off, 1973, the first national organization for this movement was the National Gay Task Force. Now they are the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, and they're in Washington, D.C., and they are a growing and highly visible and influential group.
But they're down in Washington, so if you're talking about volunteering your time, if you're talking about volunteering your time with a grassroots organization, you know, I guess I'd go to NOW. Well, we want to thank you for coming. Lee has these wonderful packets, in case you're interested in copies of some of the bills and some of the issues. She's got a nice packet of stuff for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.